Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Start to focus more on little things that lift your mood. So often when we want to make change, we just white knuckle our way to that change and we focus on the hardest part. But there are little things that we can do that make that hard thing easier. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series of the podcast, mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you slow down, step out of autopilot, and make meaningful change today. When I talk to clients who are really trying hard to stop hitting snooze or to stop eating or snacking after dinner, stop binging, stop having the weekends be a free-for-all, so often that is the change they focus on. And it feels like they're wrestling with themselves, and every day it's just trying to get through and make that change. I want to suggest a different approach today. Become focused on small, simple actions that support your mood. Turn off the negative stuff. Stop watching the news. Stop listening to true crime podcasts. Stop reading every single story that comes across your feed that's heartbreaking, and you know there are a ton of them. Listen to uplifting music. Spend time outside in the sun. Walk as much as you can. Take a lot of deep breaths. Pray, meditate, lift weights, work out. Find the things that lift you up and do more of those things, because when you are in a better headspace, you will make better choices. When you are in a better headspace, it will be easier to take good care of yourself. It will be easier to avoid those destructive patterns and habits. It's so hard if we're just focused on trying to make this one change while coming at it from a place of stress and a place of anxiety and a place of sadness, and the world is falling apart and we read this sad story and we listened to this horrific podcast. People have said go on a good news diet, right? One of the worst things we can do for our health is just constantly have all of these negative, dark, damaging, sad inputs. And then we wonder why we have a hard time taking great care of ourselves, because we're in a negative, dark headspace. If you can invest in these little tiny things, it could be a fresh glass of water with some lemon. It could be 5 minutes getting the sun on your face in between phone calls during your workday. Start to focus on little things that lift your mood, and you will find that when you remove these toxic negative inputs and you add in things that lift your mood, it's going to get a whole lot easier to make the changes that you are trying to make. I'll see you tomorrow.